because it was sin that put Jesus on that cross. It was my sin. And by the way, it was yours too. So when I watch television and laugh at sin, or I watch a movie and laugh at somebody sinning, that is Satan's way of getting me to lower my standards. See, sin is not a laughing matter. Just look at the cross. It is a serious matter. And I should hate sin and do everything I can to fight against it.
Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Well, hey there, my friend. This is Anthony Sluzes, and I welcome you once again to Your Place of Grace. Today, we're going to continue and actually we'll conclude our three-part series that's entitled, What Jesus' Passion Reveals About God's Heart. So this is part three. The previous two parts of this series were the trial of Christ, and then part two was the death of Jesus, the crucifixion. And today is the concluding part three, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Praise God. I'm excited already. I hope you are too. Now, the resurrection of Jesus Christ shows us God's power. Praise God. Fortunately, the story of what we've been talking about, this series about Jesus' passion, the story didn't end at the cross. Because if it did, none of us would even be here. Amen? There would be no church. There would be no churches in the world without the third act in this great drama, the resurrection. After Jesus died, they put his body in a tomb. Jesus was buried in the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea, a wealthy man who had bought a cave for his own burial. It had never been used before, so they wrapped Jesus' body in the burial cloth. They put him in the tomb, and they rolled a great stone in front of it. But the opponents of Jesus were worried. So they go to Pilate, and they said, "Oh, you know, this guy claims he's going to come back to life in 3 days. We know that's not going to happen, of course, but we're afraid that his followers will steal his body and then say he came back to life again. So here's what we'd like you to do, Pilate. We'd like you to permanently seal the stone so it can never be opened again. Then we want you to put Roman soldiers to guard either side of the tomb." And so Pontius Pilate says, "Okay, sounds good to me." So that's exactly what they did. You know, I think it's ironic that Jesus Christ is the only person in history whose grave was guarded to keep him from coming out. How about that? Nobody else has guards to keep them from coming out of a grave. You know, but as they say, you can't keep a good man down. Praise God. Now, notice what happened. We see in Acts chapter 1, verse 3, that Jesus showed himself alive to them after his passion by appearing by many demonstrations. Notice it wasn't just a one-time shot like, "Surprise, here I am," and then he's never seen again. Oh, no. The Bible says, for 40 days, Jesus continued to appear to them and tell them about the kingdom of God. Think about that. For 40 days. He's walking around the streets of Jerusalem and all kinds of people are seeing him. How would you like to be one of those religious leaders who put Jesus to death? "Oh, you know that guy you just crucified?
He's back. He's back.
That's why about half the city of Jerusalem became believers. That's historical fact. Now, archaeologists and historians tell us that within 20 years of the resurrection of Christ, Jerusalem, a city of about 250,000 people, had between 100,000 and 125,000 believers. Wow. Why? Because so many people had seen the risen Jesus. Praise God, that's amazing. That's the guy we just put on the cross. That's the man the Romans killed. He claimed he was God. And look, he's back. Now, here's the amazing thing. A little secret just for your benefit, dear one. The power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, it is available to you to help you with your problems if you get Jesus Christ in your life. Isn't that amazing? Now, the Bible says, I pray that you will begin to understand how incredibly great his power is to help those who believe him. It is that same mighty power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And you know it's available to you if you'll give your life to Jesus today. Hallelujah. So, you may be thinking, Tony, well, how do I respond? How should I respond to the passion of Jesus Christ, to the death of Christ? Let me wrap this up here, dear one. There's three things. Three ways that I should respond to what we've been talking about in this three-part series. First of all, I ought to love Christ with all my heart. Now, even if God never did anything else for me, he deserves my total devotion because he's bought my ticket to heaven. I should love Christ with all my heart. With all my heart. And the Bible says we love him because he first loved us. Now, secondly, I ought to hate my sin. Why? Because it was sin that put Jesus on that cross. It was my sin. And by the way, it was yours too. So when I watch television and laugh at sin, or I watch a movie and laugh at somebody sinning, that is Satan's way of getting me to lower my standards. See, sin is not a laughing matter. Just look at the cross. It is a serious matter. And I should hate sin and do everything I can to fight against it. So how do I respond? Thirdly and finally, I ought to not only love Christ and hate sin, but I need to tell others about Jesus. The Bible says in Ephesians 1, God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, no longer counting people's sins against them. This is the wonderful message he has given us to tell others. You know, if somebody died for you, wouldn't you want to know about it? I think so. Jesus Christ died for your next door neighbor. Jesus Christ died for your mom and dad. Jesus Christ died for your brother and sister. He died for your best friends. Jesus died for the people you work with and go to school with. So don't you think they deserve to know about it? Amen? We need to reach people for Jesus. Because the Bible says God is not willing that any should perish. The Bible says we must care because God cares, and we are called to pass on this good news of Jesus Christ. Praise God. So this week, think about it, you're going to have the opportunity to share Jesus Christ with a friend. So do it. Just do it. Praise God. So dear one, if you have not accepted that free gift of forgiveness and eternal life, you ought to do it right now. Please don't waste another second of your life. In fact, let's bow our heads right now and pray together. Let's do it. I'm going to pray a simple prayer, and you can follow me in it, and pray it with all your heart. Amen? Let's do this. Lord Jesus Christ, that's right, pray with me out loud. Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for dying for me on the cross. I thank you for paying for all my sins. Thank you for making a way to heaven for me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for accepting me. Today, Lord, I accept you and your free gift of forgiveness. I want to follow you, and I want to love you, and I want to get to know you. And I will live for you and serve you, Lord, all the days of my life. In your name, Jesus, I pray. Amen. And amen. Praise God. Praise God, dear one. That's the greatest decision you have ever or will ever make in your earthly life. Because you prayed that prayer with all your heart, you've accepted Jesus into your heart and life, you are now a brand new creation. You are now a citizen of heaven. The Bible says, therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have now become new. Praise God. You're a new person. And I want you to tell other people about your decision for Christ. Tell people. Many will rejoice with you. Many will hug on you and love on you and laugh and shed tears over this decision. Tears of joy. Now, also, there will be some that may not like it. They may mock you. They may ridicule you. That's all right. You go forward. You move forward in Christ and walk in love toward all people. You are a child of God. Praise the Lord. Dear one, if you've prayed that prayer with me, contact me through my website, yourplaceofgrace.com, and just say, Tony, man, I prayed that prayer with you and received Jesus as my personal Savior and Lord, and I'm a new person now. If you'll do that, my friend, I will send you some resources through the mail, free, absolutely free, and postage paid. I want to help you get started in your new walk with Christ. This is the greatest day of your life, and I want to rejoice in it with you. Now, everybody, I've got a book out, my latest book. It's my 12th book, and it's been out for about 2 months now, and it's called Healing Handbook. The subtitle is Getting Healed Jesus Way. Now, Healing Handbook by Anthony Sluzis is found at Amazon.com, and it's in paperback and ebook formats, or you could get it at my website, yourplaceofgrace.com. I know it's going to be a blessing to you. Buy several copies. Pass them around to family and friends. There are a lot of people who need healing in their spirit, soul, and body. So get several copies of Healing Handbook and just give them out as love gifts, okay? Great. Thank you for listening today. And let me pray with you right now as we close shop, okay? May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you, and may he always have a smiling countenance toward you, and may he give you peace, protection, joy unspeakable and full of glory, laughter and love within your marriage, family, and home. And may he grant you great favor all the days of your long, long life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzis. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.